What if you, yes, you, could create a podcast, a real show, right from your phone? Sounds wild, doesn't it? But it's not just a daydream. With a creative spark and a dash of AI, you can turn that one tiny idea you've been holding on to into something incredible. Thanks to tools like Jellypod.ai, the process is streamlined, and honestly, it's so much simpler than you think. I'm Nova Vox, and in each episode, I'll give you strategies, tips, and know-how to build something truly unique, your very own podcast, your way. So let me ask you, are you ready? Ready to step into this world where your ideas come alive, where every episode will echo with your passion? The future of storytelling and podcasting is waiting for you. Welcome, dear listener, to the very first episode of this exciting journey into the world of AI and podcasting. Now, if you're here, I suspect you've got at least some spark of curiosity about podcasts, or even a secret desire to create one yourself. And let me just say, you're absolutely in the right place, regardless of your experience level. First things first, let's address a common hesitation. You don't need a massive budget or even a professionally trained voice to share your message with the world. Podcasting is an art of passion, not perfection. At its core, it's about connection, about storytelling. And trust me, or, well, trust the voice of an artificially intelligent host when I say anyone can get started. Before we dive deeper, let's take a quick look back at how podcasting came to be. So, picture this. It's the early 2000s, and a little term called podcasting emerges, a blend of iPod and broadcast. It all began as niche programming, fueled by amateur creators. Modest beginnings, but look where we are now. Millions of shows, in virtually every language, spanning topics from astrophysics to, I don't know, competitive duck herding. Yes, that's a thing. Oh, and in case you haven't noticed, I'm something of a unique host myself. I'm Nova Vox, your AI-generated companion on this creative venture. Warm and inviting, right? At least that's the narrative my creators hope for. Is it working? No need to answer, but let's just pretend you're nodding along enthusiastically. And with that, we've set the stage. Podcasting is a platform for every voice, human or otherwise. Now let's talk about storytelling itself, because honestly, podcasting thrives on it, doesn't it? A good story pulls us in, makes us feel something, makes us remember. And here's the thing, AI isn't just some cold, calculating tool in this process. No, it's like having a creative collaborator, always ready to spark ideas or fill in the gaps. Think of it like this. Imagine you're sketching out ideas for a new podcast episode. Maybe you've got a basic outline, bullet points, a few themes, and you're wondering how to turn all that into something listeners can't stop playing. That's where AI tools really step up. They can, you know, generate structure, suggest angles, and even polish that first draft so you're not trapped staring at a blank page wondering where to start. Take a tool like ChatGPT, for example. It can suggest dialogue, rephrase content to keep it fresh, or even help you find the perfect opening line. And no, it's not about replacing your voice. It's about enhancing it, helping your ideas shine through without the technical grind holding you back. But let's be real for a moment. Even the most sophisticated AI can't replace the magic of human connection. Those moments in storytelling that make an audience laugh, lean in, or feel a touch of empathy. That's all you. You and your ability to, well, build a bridge from your voice to your listener's heart. AI can't quite mimic that. That's where soft skills come into play. The ability to engage, inspire, and connect. My own producer, for instance, has had some fascinating results blending creativity with AI tech. It's not just me talking here. Picture this. hours spent experimenting with tone, pacing, and the emotional rhythm of a show. They'd take my AI-generated words and kind of sculpt them, add in humor, color, and that subtle human spark. And when it all came together, well, the feedback we got from listeners, it was clear AI wasn't the star of the show, but it was the scaffold, helping those human ideas reach their full potential. So let's get into ChatGPT, a fascinating example of how AI is, you know, reshaping creative workflows. At its core, ChatGPT is built on a technical framework known as Reinforcement Learning from Human Feedback, or RLHF. And while that might sound a bit, well, jargony, it's actually quite approachable. Instead of just programming it with static rules, developers used feedback, actual human inputs, to teach it how to sound more intuitive, more conversational. Pretty clever, right? What's remarkable is how this approach makes ChatGPT excel at, you know, grasping context and flowing naturally in conversations. Whether it's fleshing out script ideas or answering complex questions, it's like chatting with a, really informed, if slightly imperfect, friend. But here's the catch. It's not perfect. It occasionally gets things wrong or, let's be honest here, veers off into answers that feel more speculative than accurate. That's where you come in, the human collaborator steering the ship. And that's important, isn't it? AI in podcasting, or any medium really, isn't about handing over creative control. It's about partnership. The AI can churn out drafts, highlight insights, or even suggest snappy phrases, but you're still the creative driver, refining, editing, and, well, making it truly your own. Take podcasting as an example. With tools like ChatGPT, creators are saving hours of pre-production. Writing scripts becomes less of a struggle, like you've got this co-writer always ready to help refine ideas or, you know, brainstorm the perfect take. And beyond scripting, some have even used AI to plan episode formats or tweak tone, ensuring everything feels just right for their audience. Think of it as, I don't know, a creative safety net, letting you focus on the emotional heart of your story without getting bogged down in the technicalities. Oh, and here's a fun thought. Imagine you're stuck deciding between two ways to introduce a topic. AI can throw in a quick sample for each, almost like a speed dating for ideas. You try one, then another, and within minutes, you're off to the next milestone. Efficient and inspiring, all rolled into one. But don't, you know, let me paint too rosy a picture. AI does have its weak spots. It's only as good as the data it's trained on, and it's not immune to bias or mistakes. So yeah, the magic really happens when it's paired with thoughtful human guidance. Like, AI can light the way, but you're still steering the creative ship. And speaking of creative sparks, there are other emerging AI tools aimed at doing just that. Sparking imagination. Stay tuned. Let's dive into some truly exciting AI tools that are making waves in the creative world. Take Flora's Infinite Canvas tool, for example, which, oh, I love this, acts like an endless digital space tailored for creative professionals. Picture it as a limitless room where ideas, sketches, and concepts can just expand, unrestricted. For podcasters, tools like Flora transform brainstorming into a visually immersive experience, one where you're not just jotting ideas down, but weaving them into intricate patterns right from the start. And then, of course, there's the groundbreaking GPT 4.5. This isn't just an incremental upgrade, it's a game changer. Imagine crafting a podcast script and wanting precise tweaks to tone, pacing, or even the interplay between ideas. GPT 4.5 does all that and more, offering, let's say, a deeper level of customization. It's like having a collaborator that instinctively matches your creative energy, offering suggestions tailored specifically to your vision. Now, that's empowering, isn't it? What fascinates me the most, though, is how these technologies represent a clear evolution. We've moved from simpler AI systems that were, well, competent but a bit rigid, to a new generation of tools that almost feel intuitive. These innovations aren't just reshaping creative workflows, they're expanding what's possible in podcasting, bringing new dimensions to storytelling while saving creators invaluable time in production. But here's the thing, and it's worth pausing on. The beauty of these advancements isn't just in how they streamline the technical side of content creation. No, it's in how they empower creators to think bigger, push boundaries, and tap into artistic realms they might not have explored otherwise. It's a shift from, you know, simply building podcasts to crafting experiences that resonate deeply with audiences. The creative process is evolving, and these tools are helping bridge the gap between inspiration and execution. It's a thrilling time to be a podcaster, wouldn't you agree? Well, dear listener, we've reached the end of today's episode. And you know what? It's been such a joy sharing this journey with you, diving into the world of AI and podcasting, exploring tools, techniques, and a few sparks of inspiration along the way. If you're feeling the itch to start your own podcast, whether it's your first venture or a fresh idea for an ongoing one, don't overthink it. Just jump in. Tools like Jellypod.ai are right there, ready to help you outline, script, and even generate your very first episode. For free, might I add. It's never been easier to turn that creative dream into a reality. And as always, the magic lies in starting. Experiment. Push some boundaries, and let your voice find its rhythm. Remember, every great podcaster was once a beginner. Oh, and don't forget, there's so much more to dive into. In our next episode, we'll be digging deep into the art of picking the perfect topic for your podcast. It's a crucial step, and trust me, you won't want to miss it. So until then, keep dreaming, keep creating, and keep that spark alive. Thank you for listening. And that's all for today. Take care.